Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Police in Northwest Indiana are looking for the person responsible for the death of a woman in a hotel this weekend.
Police say the body of a 45-year-old woman was found yesterday afternoon in the Hampton Inn just off I-65 and Route 30 in Merrillville. The Lake County coroner identifies the victim as Betty Clavdio. The coroner has determined the death was a homicide, but police are not yet revealing any more information about Clavdio's death. Merrillville police ask anyone with information to give them a call. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
There's been a fatal shooting in Aurora. Police got the call around 1:45 this morning near Lincoln and North. They found the victim in a car. He was pronounced dead at the scene.
The Teacher of the Year in Illinois will get some national attention tonight during the college football championship game.
Before the national anthem, Edwardsville High School teacher Susan Converse and other people named Teacher of the Year from their various states will be honored on the field at the Superdome as the most influential in their field. But as Converse said in a video from the Illinois Education Association, the award belongs to the special education students she teaches.
This job I have right now is the best job in the world. I love coming to work. I'm excited about it. These kids fill me with joy because I guess I see it in them.
Converse has been teaching special ed for 23 years and helps her students run a coffee shop in their high school just outside of St. Louis. Nancy Hardy, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
Two more marijuana shops have applied for permission to open in Chicago, but there's a slight glitch. The Sun-Times reports they're too close to other locations also seeking permission. Nature's Care is at 810 West Randolph. Another company has already applied for permission to open across the street.
And the city of Chicago says it's not too late to apply for a seat on the community advisory councils of two major projects. Officials are still looking for applicants to fill the panels for the Lincoln Yard and the 78 development. The council will advise on a variety of issues, including the impact of construction, open space needs, and transportation. Applications are due by this Friday. A Cook County judge has given the Chicago Police Department until the end of the year to turn over half a century's worth of files related to claims of police misconduct.
The order was issued Friday in a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit filed against the city by Charles Green, who served more than two decades in prison after being convicted of a quadruple murder on the West Side in the 1980s. The Sun-Times says, in 2015, 6 years after his release, Green filed a Freedom of Information request with the city, asking for copies of all closed complaint register files from 1967 to 2015. In her ruling requesting those records, Judge Allison Conlon said the Chicago Police Department had willfully and intentionally failed to comply with the Illinois Freedom of Information Act. Jackie Swike, News Radio on 105.9 FM.
After years of planning and fundraising, restoration of an Illinois landmark known as the Eternal Indian Statue is almost complete.
The scaffolding surrounding the sculpture, also known as Black Hawk, is being removed and should be taken down within weeks. Restoration efforts paused in 2016 after the conservator and the project engineer disagreed over how much of the statue's exterior concrete skin should be removed. The statue sat under a black tarp for about 2 years. Workers began erecting the scaffolding in September after repair work was to begin in 2018. An unveiling ceremony is planned for spring. Lisa Fielding, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Major projects.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.